And joining me on the telephone is Crystal Smith, who's the executive director with the South Dakota Farm Bureau. Good morning, Crystal.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How's the weather down south?
Well, you know, I'm actually in Huron today, and we had a strong rainstorm come through. Poured rain here for about, I suppose, 10 minutes or so. I know that this week weather, the forecast is some rain here and there, which is going to slow down some of these producers that are thinking about bean harvest, at least in some areas. But, you know, you never can turn down moisture this time of year.
That's what I was going to say. Are you seeing some harvest going in down in your home place in that area?
Not a lot. A few people, I think, have tried, you know, a little bit here and there. I think it might be just a touch early. I heard about some people that drove into Iowa and Nebraska this weekend, and they were seeing some combines going. So, you know, it's getting close.
We're close this week. It's supposed to be a little more rain and a little cooler, so that might slow it down a little bit. But it's still early in the year, yep. But it's nice to see that crop maturing so we don't have to spend any more money on drying that down too.
That's right, exactly, and especially this year with prices as they are, and then of course, you know, we have the, the markets, you know, are kind of in limbo in some ways or in some areas. So, you know, we certainly don't want to put more money into a crop that you know, we're going to be squeezing the profit out of anyway this year.
That's right. Anyway, let's talk about some of the stuff that happened this summer. Wrapping up a lot of the summer events. We're moving into the fall. State Fair had to be pretty good.
Yeah, you know, we just really had some great summer events. Dakota Fest was fantastic, and State Fair was a busy week. You know, we had more things going on than ever, it seems like. And so it's always kind of nice to kind of wrap up those summer events. And so then you might think, well, what do we focus on next? But so South Dakota Farm Bureau is really kind of turning a lot of our attention to our state convention, which is coming up in November. It's going to be the 16th and 17th of November, and this year we're holding it out in Rapid City at the Holiday Inn. So we're looking forward to that. We've got some great speakers already lined up, and so, you know, we've been doing some of this planning through the summer, but we're definitely turning a lot of energy to state convention at this time.
And I'm sure you'll have more information on the state convention going up, but usually before, you usually have some caucuses in counties and stuff talking about some policy.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Those are in full force right now with our county farm bureaus. They're meeting and they're talking about, you know, things that could possibly come forward as some policy at state convention. So these caucuses are just such an important time because our county leaders will meet and they'll discuss issues. They'll, you know, surface some topics that we think Farm Bureau needs to take action or take a position on. And so we definitely, you know, really value this time because obviously with Farm Bureau, you know, our base is our grassroots members. And so we want to hear from them in terms of, you know, things that are going on in their areas that they think we need policy on. You know, some of the conversations that are taking place, you know, kind of center on things that are going to be on the November ballot, some different initiatives. So we're making sure we're educating our local folks on that. And but, you know, each county or each caucus is unique in the topics that they take up. And so pretty soon we will be seeing some of those resolutions come forward from those conversations.
And it's kind of nice, resolutions. And then do you take them and act on them then at the state convention before they go national? Or?
Yep, absolutely. I mean, we will have state and national resolutions. And we act on them, like you said, say, during our delegate session at convention. And, you know, it's a process that, you know, counties get their delegates, they talk about these issues, they understand what their county wishes are, and then they come to convention and, you know, we have sometimes a lively debate and good discussion, but those things are always so great, you know, because people can have a voice on how they feel about certain topics. So, we'll be looking forward to that, and that's what goes into our policy book, and then the national resolutions, if there are some, They go to the AFBF level, and we will delegates will vote on those at the national convention in January.
Well, I'm sure there will be a few that are going to be coming out with agriculture in the stage it's at. There will be a, probably a lot of states have very similar, some of the similar resolutions when you start talking about the markets and the trade and so on. So that's usually you see a lot of differences, but there could be some same issues coming up.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, that's what's so crazy. A lot of times when you go either to the national convention or even in our own state, we'll have a number of resolutions that are in some ways, if not identical, very, very close to being, you know, worded the same. And so you're right. I mean, that's the really interesting thing about when you get leaders from either all over the nation or all over the state, you know, to kind of bring all those minds together, and folks are seeing a lot of the same things, it seems like. So, you know, I know some of the things that we're looking at this year, in addition to just, you know, educating about what's going to be on the ballot, there's a good discussion taking place right now about the driving limits for youth, you know, when they're able to get their restricted driver's permits. So we're going to be taking some positions on that topic. And, you know, so these things pop up, and we kind of try to keep our ear to the ground, and so that we're able to, you know, hear what our county leaders, you know, what their opinions are, and then get involved.
Well, you were talking about the November election coming up, and of course, there's so many, always so many initiative measures or resolutions on the or bylaws,
right,
on the Constitution, or on the voting on election day. You're going to be holding some hearings on around that, I would anticipate.
Yeah, you know, we're going to be sending out some information to our members about it, because we think it's just I think our members look to us for some perspective on some of the things that are going to be on the ballot, and so we'll be putting out some communication on that. These topics are being discussed at these caucuses. We have 3 or 4 caucuses lined up this week in various areas. You know, so we always, our members get alerted about those caucuses, and so we just really encourage people to, you know, get involved and go to those meetings so they can become educated. And, you know, like you said, Chuck, there's usually a number of initiatives on the ballot, and people may or may not take the time to fully understand some of the unintended consequences that you know, some of these initiatives will cause in our state. So that's really where we see our role is, you know, kind of dig deeper than face value on some of these topics and make sure people understand the ripple effect.
Well, there's no reason they can't be informed on the resolution or on the ballot issues come in November, because you still have some time and there's going to be an opportunity to do that. And it's always better to know what's going on, at least ask questions.
Absolutely. And on Farm Bureau's website, you can find, we have backgrounders on all of these initiatives. And under our policy, people can go online and find these backgrounders, which just kind of explains some of the ins and outs of these topics. Obviously, the Secretary of State has explanations of the pros and cons as well, so that's a great resource too. But as you know, it always pays to be a well-informed voter, and it makes your time in the voting box a little shorter too.
That's right, and they'll have sample ballots and go and read what it says on there and have an idea what you're going to do when you walk in there and be an informed voter, as you said.
Right, absolutely, and I think that's I would anticipate we're going to have good voter turnout this year with all the real key elections we have going on in the state for governor and a congressional seat. So, you know, certainly we know that people are going to want to, you know, get out there and voice their opinion.
Well, Crystal, thank you very much for joining me, and I know you've got a busy fall coming up. You had a busy summer, and I guess it's hard to believe that summer's wrapping up and we're already looking in fall, but harvest is here, and that usually means colder weather.
I know, and it's a little chilly out today. I love fall weather, but boy, I'm not quite ready to feel, you know, like it's chilly weather yet. So hopefully we still get a nice, you know, a nice long fall. And you're right, though, I it never ceases to amaze me how quickly a year passes. It seems like it was just a few days ago that you and I were talking about our centennial convention coming up, and now that's already passed, and we've got the next convention, you know, just about, I don't know, 7 weeks away. So exciting stuff.
I know it. Well, Crystal, thank you very much, and have a good day.
Yes, thank you, too.
All right, thanks, Crystal. And that's Crystal Smith, who